Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Kabwe Council orders a street vendors back to designated markets. Kanyanja Clinic and Maternity Annex commissioned in Dola. In African news, Malawi to repatriate their citizens from South Africa amid anti-immigrant attacks. Other news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Kabwe Municipal Council has directed all traders operating along streets, pavements and other undesignated areas to immediately stop street vending and relocate to designated trading spaces within the town's official markets. The council says the directive follows a growing number of traders conducting business outside gazetted markets, a situation it says is contributing to congestion, poor sanitation and public health concerns. In a statement issued by the Public Relations Unit, the local authority expressed concern that illegal vending activities were obstructing pedestrian walkways and contributing to traffic congestion or undermining efforts to maintain order, cleanliness, and a conducive business environment. The council has advised all traders currently vending along streets, pavements, and undesignated areas to immediately cease the practice and return to the designated trading spaces within the official markets. The council states that all designated markets remain open and have sufficient trading space for vendors. It adds that market facilities have been improved and now include water supply, sanitation services and waste management systems. The local authority has said that reminded traders that street vending is prohibited under the Local Government Act and Statutory Instrument No. 12 of 2018, known as Street Vending and Nuisances Regulations. The council has since warned that enforcement measures could be undertaken against those who fail to comply with the directive. A newly constructed Kanyanja Clinic and Maternity Annex has been commissioned in Kanyanja within the Chifubu constituency, providing improved access to healthcare services for local residents. The health facility, built at a total cost of more than 3.5 million kwacha, was funded through the 2021, 2023 and 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF allocations. The project reached a full completion this year and has been equipped with the necessary medical equipment for both the clinic and maternity annex. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony, Ndola District Commissioner Precious Njekwa said the government remains committed to improving healthcare standards across the country and ensuring that newly built health facilities are adequately equipped. Messenger Kwa says the initiative is aimed at bringing healthcare services closer to communities, particularly residents of Kanyanje, who who previously had to walk more than 8 kilometers to access services at Mapalo Clinic.
This clinic will help residents to have easy access to health and services such as the residents from the Mahariyaka area who have to walk 8 kilometers to get the services at Mapalo Clinic, Mapalo. Now, one of our agents, who is up to Mapalo? So, number of our agents, and they are paying.
And Ndola District Health Officer Dr. Lillian Nyendwa notes that the opening of the new clinic will help ease the pressure on Mapalo Clinic, which serves a densely populated area.
Oh, guests of honor, you may wish to note that the clinic, nearby clinic, apart from it being far, it is also very congested because the population here is big. It's one of the heaviest facilities in the district. So now you know when there's so much congestion, when there are a lot of people, even the quality of services may not be as good. So having another facility within Mapalo with dedicated staff means that even the quality that they're supposed, that they are required to receive with regard to the services also gets improved.
Meanwhile, residents welcomed the commissioning of the clinic and maternity annex, saying the development will significantly reduce the distance they traveled to seek medical care and help decongest Mapalo Clinic.
Twatotera sana mpaka kutupira ku kliniki amafe twaresishingwa nana yena pakuya kureba sana sana nechare leta inkwasha abantu pakuendo kuya distance amafumo yalabuke shite yapusana pusana kulaba yabuka obushiku yabuka kasiba numbanga yabuka obushiku wala kumana na abantu abakwe bati balalwisha obumi bobe kulya so twaresishingwa nana amafya rero twatotera sana mpaka kutureba paninipe kutwayikarira kya kutashya wakula umfa fiyefile karipo mutari tulasina tu atotera sana kujo kutari konse kumapala no kuturesiru okwenda we mwishikuru wangi lero tu atotera mwandine kuriresa pakutube tulikikirini.
The government says it has completed about 70 to 71% of works under the improved rural connectivity project, with the remaining works expected to be concluded by December this year. Improved Rural Connectivity Project National Coordinator Mwata Sekeseke says the project, which is financed by the World Bank, has so far rehabilitated more than 2,500 kilometers of feeder roads out of the targeted 3,500 kilometers across the country. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Sekeseke says road rehabilitation works have been fully completed in Central, Eastern, Luapula and Northern provinces, while significant progress has been made in Southern and Muchinga provinces. He adds that works are still ongoing in Northwestern, Copper Belt and parts of Southern and Muchinga provinces, with government confident that the remaining 30% of the project will be completed before the end of this year. Mr. Sekeseke noted that the project has been implemented at a cost of about $200 million, of which $180 million has been dedicated to the rehabilitation of gravel standard roads. Mr. Sekeseke explains that 147 community infrastructure projects have so far been completed, with a number expected to increase to about 250 by the end of the project.
We are happy to inform the nation that the government of the Republic of Zambia, through the Zambia Improved Rural Connectivity Project, which is being financed with a credit loan facility from the World Bank, has now managed to rehabilitate 70% of the feeder road that it was targeted to do across all the 10 provinces. In 4 provinces, the work has completely been done. That's in Central Province, Eastern Province, Luapula Province and Northern Province.
A young entrepreneur in Kapirimbozi